you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
It's just after 7:30. You're listening to Great News Radio for the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends on this 12th day of October. I'm Tim, sitting in for Mark again today, and a very special program. We're joined by Debbie Griffith. She has got a national radio ministry with her daily program, and she is a speaker and an author. Tell us the title of the book, Debbie.
It is called Orange is the New Blessing, which I know is kind of crazy and a spinoff of a Netflix TV series. However, in my case, with the title, it involved me wearing orange for a short period of time in jail, which, Christian speaker and radio person. But it turned out to be such a blessing, and that is what the book is about, that nothing is wasted and God can redeem all our mistakes. And that is my encouragement, because as a Christian, we walk and we think, okay, we have freedom in Jesus. But just because we have freedom in Jesus doesn't mean we have freedom from problems or freedom from our selfish desires or the mistakes. But yet God in his goodness is a redeemer, and he promises to redeem all things to him.
So back up just a little bit. You said, you know, you were in ministry, and all of a sudden, the next thing you know, you're wearing an orange jumpsuit. You're in at least county jail, right?
Yeah.
For a while. What exactly happened there?
Well, you know, we all struggle in some way on this earth experience. The earth experience is hard. It's not our home. And I had scoliosis back surgery years ago with rods and screws put in my back. And as I've grown older, I had that when I was 36 years old, and I'm almost going to be 55, the rods will pinch places of nerves and cause a lot of pain. And I've never been able to handle prescription medication. So I thought a cocktail would be a good idea. And then I thought the idea of going to the McDonald's drive-thru was an even better idea. And the irony is I was approached in my driveway with the vehicle running and asked if I had been drinking. And I'm like, yeah, I had a cocktail, but, you know, I wasn't inebriated or super intoxicated, but I was over the line. And so it gave me the opportunity, if you want to look at it that way. At the time, it wasn't like, oh, this is an opportunity, but to have that experience of putting on orange clothes and being in the jail, and my husband, who's an attorney, having to come get me, and I was crying, and I felt the shame and the guilt. But I think what's so important to share in the story with everybody, because we all struggle with our flesh, with choices mm-hmm. that we wish we didn't have made, or something maybe is done to us that we wish hadn't happened. And God says, there's nothing that hasn't happened to you that I haven't understood first. And everything that's happened to you, I have taken upon myself and taken it to the cross. And so while you are guilty, you can be set free and forgiven. And the harder part, I think, for us, Tim, is to forgive ourselves and not rehearse that path that we've had. And one thing I like to tell women when I'm speaking at conferences is that guilt says you've done something wrong. You know, own your guilt, take responsibility. But shame is really a hard one, because shame says you are something wrong and you are not something wrong. You may have done something wrong, but who you are, when we look to Christ in who he is, our identity should come from him. And he is a redeemer. The whole book of the Bible is about his redemption plan and the hope of eternity. He talks about in 2 Corinthians 2:18 that we are not to focus on what we see right now, or what we see now is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. And so to have an eternal perspective, no matter what's happened to you or what you've done, God is redeemer and nothing is wasted.
So it's so easy, or at least it is for me, and I'm sure it is for some others, to see something like that happen to someone else and maybe unfairly, unjustly judge them, and not realize, like the Bible says, you know, we've got the log in our own eye, and maybe
right.
ways that we don't even realize. You know, we get kind of harsh with our neighbor that's got something that's going on where they really need us to come around them and show them grace and love of
right.
God.
It's exactly that, Tim, because I came across in Romans, Paul saying that it is out of God's kindness that we come to repentance. And I just was really struck by that recently because we think, well, because of being afraid of God. Now, there's definitely to have a fear of God, which is a reverence of his holiness and his awesomeness. But to be afraid and think he's always mad at you, that is not correct theology or doctrine, because God has come as man, as Jesus Christ, and put his perfect self as an atonement for our sins. So when he wipes them away, they're forgiven. They're gone. He says, as far as the east is from the west, I will remember your sins no more. Now, he's God, so he could go to the east and the west, gather the sins up. He could send someone to get them. But for his name's sake, he says, I will remember your sins no more. Because if sin's in front of him, we can't have a relationship with him. So he chooses never to recall our sin again. But, man, we sure do a good job of it, rehearsing the hurt of somebody else that has done something to us, or rehearsing our own past mistakes. And we can't move forward in that. We can't move forward in faith when we're stuck in our past and we're stuck with, you know, how bad we are. But instead, it's not about how bad we are. It's about how good God is and that he forgives us. You're just to come forward and bring into the light your struggles, your hard places. No one, to me, Tim, is very much helped by saying, oh, I have it all together. You know, I have these four boys and my husband and everything's perfect with all of them. And my marriage has been perfect and my parenting has been perfect. No one's like wanting to really listen to that necessarily, because they're like, yeah, good for you. I'm struggling over here on the struggle bus. So when you're vulnerable to share, like, hey, I've been there and I understand, and I'm just going to sit with you. I'm not going to throw another Bible verse at you to try and fix you or give you a solution, but I'm going to pray with you. I'm going to love you like Jesus does, because it's with his loving kindness that he draws us into repentance to just surrender everything to him.
And if you're just joining us today on Mark and Friends here on this Tuesday, we are joined by special guest Debbie Griffith, national radio show host and speaker, and now with her first book coming out soon. Again, the name of your book is The Orange.
Orange, yeah. Orange is the New Blessing, and there was a show called Orange is the New Black, so it,
yes.
You know, it's kind of funny.
Right.
Or I think it is. And then it's from Busted to Blessings. Nothing is wasted. I'm holding a sign that says nothing is wasted. God can redeem all your mistakes. And I was in Galatians recently, so I happen to have my Bible open to Galatians 3:3, and it says, are you so foolish and so senseless and so silly, having begun your new life spiritually with the Holy Spirit, are you now reaching perfection by dependence on the flesh? And then verse 4 continues, have you suffered so many things and experienced so much, all for nothing, to no purpose? If it really is to no purpose and in vain. And I think, wow, you know, that's, I think I am not alone here, Tim, to say, I think God is can maybe do 95%, but I'll still do 5% of my flesh of good works and good things and good Bible reading, attending church, or whatever it is to prove myself. And God's saying, I don't want that. By faith, God is working in us, and we're going to see wonderful things, but we must turn the project 100% to him. So that turn the project of perfection over entirely and let God be God in our lives. Instead of saying, you know, I'll never change, or that's just the way I am, or I can't help myself. God is working in me and you as believers. And our responsibility is to trust him and believe that with faith, with his promise of redemption, that we're getting better. We have hope, and he is strengthening us by the power of his Holy Spirit. Because he says, when you are weak, I am strong. And his strength is actually perfected in our weakness, not in our doing it ourselves, not in us doing partly some of it.
Yes.
He wants 100% surrender to him.
Yeah, sometimes it takes situations like that where we're up against the wall, and then we realize where our strength comes from.
That's exactly it. No, I don't think, you know, it's butterflies and bunnies and rainbows and the pot of gold, you know, of fortune and title and position that can bring some happiness, because that's a circumstance, and happiness is based on what happens to you. But there's the joy of the Lord that Nehemiah 8:10 says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And only that kind of deep joy and peace can come when we have an understanding of God's grace, his forgiveness. He's cheering for us. He's for us, not against us. I mean, all those promises are of the Bible. It's not just enough to believe in God, because a lot of people believe in God. Even the devil believes in God. The part comes to have the faith to trust his promises. even when life isn't good, even what we've done isn't good, knowing that God is good. And as Romans 8:28, which I know many listeners are familiar with, Romans 8:28 says, for we know, not just we think it or we feel it, for we know all things, not some things or most things, for we know all things work together for the good to those who love God and he's called according to his purpose, and that he has a purpose for your pain. Your mess is your ministry.
Orange is the New Blessing is the upcoming book from our guest today, Debbie Griffith. Debbie, when is the book expected out?
Probably it's around the first of the year, January 2022. And I do have a website that people can go to. It's just my name, DebbieGriffith.com. And I'd like to remind people if they think, okay, how am I going to remember that? Well, most people listening, I'm going to assume, maybe know the Andy Griffith Show. So I always say, and like Andy and Opie, you know, Griffith. So DebbieGriffith.com, and there you can find more information about the upcoming book, Orange is the New Blessing, Nothing is Wasted, God Can Redeem All Your Mistakes. And also you can find out more about the Everyday Matters radio feature to encourage you in your everyday life, too.
If you missed out on any of our interview today with Debbie Griffith, you can also go to one of our websites, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, or WLUJ.org, and you can hear this portion of the Mark and Friends program from today, as well as the entire 23-minute program of Mark and Friends. So we invite you to do that. Debbie Griffith, thank you for your time today. We so appreciate it.
Absolutely. And I just hope that those listening today are encouraged. And because I don't know about you, Tim, but I have come too far, and I'm not, I'm not where I should be, but thank God I'm not where I used to be. And I want to know the right way to approach God. And as far as I can see in his word, that is through faith in what Jesus has done and not faith in what I can do. That is an amen. I hope that people are saying, yeah, I understand. I get it. And I want that. And you can't do it on your own. By greater self-effort, more willpower, you're the survivor. You're the tenacious one. You need to surrender. Put your hands out right now. Maybe if you're able to just surrender everything to God and say, by your Holy Spirit, do in me what I cannot. And he's waiting for everyone to do that. He doesn't want you to do partially what he has told you. He 100% wants to work in you and work his strength and power through you. And when you do that, there's such a freedom that comes. It's scary at first sometimes because you think people will see your real self, and God sees your real self, and he loves you because he can use you the way you are, and it's the best way to go. And what I love this to end with this little joke is, what's the difference between you and God?
All
God
right.
Never thinks he's you.
Ah, there you go. That's a good note to go out on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Debbie Griffith, thanks again. Again, for more information about her ministry of Everyday Matters, just go online to DebbieGriffith.com, DebbieGriffith.com, or go to our website, GreatNewsRadio.org or WLUJ.org.
Wonderful, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and friend, who would have found that Lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, you rescue the souls of men. The way you are.
Selah, wonderful, merciful Savior, on Mark and Friends on this Tuesday morning with Tim Nelson for Mark Burns. Thank you for listening. Well, from Todd Nettleton's book, When Faith is Forbidden, 40 Days on the Front Lines with Persecuted Christians, he writes, I've heard it said that God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called. If we're willing to surrender our lives, our comfort, our plans, and our security, then God is willing to use us in amazing ways to further his kingdom. David was a shepherd boy, the youngest of his family. Moses had a speech impediment. Peter was just a fisherman. And Steve was a tow truck driver. Steve and Maya gave up a comfortable life in America to step out in faith. They moved thousands of miles from their children and grandchildren. They persevered when it seemed every path led straight into a brick wall. And now they're seeing the fruit God has brought from their humble willingness to serve wherever he asks. Are you completely surrendered? Are you completely willing to go wherever God leads and do whatever he asks of you today? If you're not, what is it that you can't let go of? Are you willing to ask God to make you willing? Todd suggests to write down today the thing you struggle to lay down for the sake of Christ. And when you are ready, write down, sign, and date your prayer of surrendering that thing to God.
I can feel his love. He has touched my heart. And the Spirit came and will not fall. He beseeches me to listen as he reaches me with wisdom what he teaches me. It's the greatest gift of all.
He forgives the greatest sin.
Coming up on tomorrow's edition of Mark and Friends, Marianne Simpkins will be in studio with me for the Prime Life Times in Review edition of the program. We hope you'll join us then. We so appreciate you being here today. Now, to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.